Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Fine Food Friday, May 15th. I'm Ray Graff.
And I'm Jackie Orchard. Today on the show, we are going to talk about my favorite thing on this earth, pizza.
And not just pizza, but all Italian foods. And we welcome back our old buddy, old Food Friday favorite, Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy. He'll be with us.
The number to call with your Italian food questions is 1-800-348-2551. That's 1-800-348-2551.
I see Charlene and Zach, the engineer, looking in the window saying, where's the food? There's no food. I'm sorry, there's no food. You can also email the program at voxpopwamc.org, but the number again is 800-348-2551.
Italian food, pizza, our pal Rocco, and your calls all coming up on Vox Pop right after this news.
Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff.
And I'm Jackie Orchard. Today, we are talking about delicious Italian food with Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria. Rocco opened DeFazio's wood-fired pizzeria in Troy in 1989, which is also the same year Taylor Swift was born. And it has since won numerous Best of awards from around the capital region for its unique pizza offerings and Italian fare.
Taylor Swift, really?
Rocco's
an expert in Italian foods and the center of many a salty email. His parents opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1951. He's a Siena College grad, a former science teacher, and one of our favorite guests.
The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org.
Rocco DeFazio, welcome back, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Ray, it ain't the same not being...
I know.
It ain't the same.
How's the lockdown?
First, tell me you still have the beard.
I got the beard, and
he
I got to tell you something. If you hear chewing, it's, frankly, it's Jackie eating a calzone that she got around the corner because we didn't get any.
I was hungry.
How quickly they forget.
Look, I'm not.
I am so sorry. I walked into a firestorm today, and we were short staff. And it was just a firestorm. I am so sorry.
Nope.
I couldn't have food delivered.
Girls got to eat, you know?
Oh, you folks, you got to eat.
Hey, Rocco, how's the
I'm not going to tempt you with what I was going to send you.
Oh, please. We'll talk about that in a minute. How's the lockdown treating you guys at DeFazio's?
Oh, my God, Ray. My dad always told me, never let the situation control you.
Right.
Control the situation. Don't let fear control you so you can't handle the situation.
Yeah.
Now, here's a man who came over when he and my mom both came over when they were 13 years old from Italy. My mother from near Naples, my father from Calabria. Didn't have a penny in their pocket. Never went to high school. Had to work as soon as they hit the pavement, you know.
Yeah.
And lived through the Depression, lived through World War II, the Vietnam War. I have to tell you, lived in their 90s.
Yep.
My dad passed away at almost 96, my mom 90. Never once would a situation where, from 9/11, things that I never saw them fear.
Yeah.
It was always... You got to control the situation. And we've done that. We have, matter of fact, we had to add help.
Really?
And we brought in some really excellent people. We expanded our delivery service. We went into breakfast. Whoever thought DeFazio's would do breakfast?
I saw some of those breakfast items on your social media. Really, really looking good.
And their taste, incredible.
Yeah, it's a shame we don't have any of them.
Yeah,
here.
He didn't bring those either. Isn't that funny, Ray?
You people are going to make me feel so bad. So we're working 7 days a week, Matt and I. But I saw my parents work 7 days a week.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It isn't like a biggie. You know, my dad worked at Republic Steel for close to 15 years. And people would come in and say to him, hey, Tony, says, how do you work every day? He goes, this ain't work. He says, this is vacation. You want to work? You work in a steel mill. So that's his perspective on working, owning his own business, being his own boss.
Well, so how have you guys done it? I mean, have you done deliveries or just curbside pickup?
No, deliveries, takeout, curbside.
Yeah,
we do it all. Curbside, deliveries, we've expanded. We've expanded our delivery people and just offering more. We said we're going to be aggressive. We're going to, you know, we're not going to wring our hands and say, woe is me. And, you know, we're going to be aggressive and we're...
Yeah.
Like I said, when I walked in there, I really thought I was going to be able to come over to you people. And
that's cool, man. No, we don't want to guilt you, but I mean, the calzone Jackie's eating.
I don't want to hear it.
It's kind of like a physical representation of the guilt trip I'm giving you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you
one
say.
One of the things I would like to start by talking about is, you know, we're doing a fundraiser. You know how I always do these fundraisers for charities?
Yeah, and I saw this on your social media, too. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
If you give me 5 minutes.
Sure.
Or 5 seconds.
Sure.
We've had these beautiful face masks made. And pizza, you only can get them at DeFazio's.
Right.
Did you see them?
Yeah, the pizza slices.
The slices of pizza on a face mask.
Yeah.
And we're writing a check for $2,500 to the regional food bank of Northeastern New York for $2,500. We are hoping that people, our customers, will match us by purchasing these. And you can only get them at DeFazio's. I had them specially made. This wonderful woman, Deborah Vandervoort, she is the grandmother of one of the boys who works for us, made these for us.
Yeah.
And minimum donation is $10. And we're hoping to raise another $2,500.
This is for the regional food bank?
Regional Food Bank of North, and you can go on Venmo.
Which I don't even know what that is, but that's okay. It's fine.
So,
I'm sure Jackie
knows. Do you
want
me to explain it to you?
No, you don't have to explain Venmo. I assume it's a paying thing.
Yeah, it's right. Well, there's these things called cell phones.
Okay, you know what?
And cell phones.
Hey, don't go
you know
there.
What?
I don't
it's
know
easier if
phone.
I just show you. Do you want to see
Hang
what
on.
Mine?
No, I don't. Rocco doesn't own a cell phone. This is why Rocco is one of my favorite people.
Well, I'm your favorite person, so that's crazy.
You can't track me, Ray.
Yeah, that's...
I can never be tracked.
So if people want to come and get a face mask, then...
They can come to DeFazio's, make a donation, minimum $10, and you get one of these beautiful face masks that only at DeFazio's. And, you know, pizza's the number one... they did a survey of people and asked them, what was the one food you cannot live without?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Well,
was voted. Did you know that?
I know, but I couldn't agree with that any more than I do. My only complaint about these masks is that they're pizza slices, and really if I go to the Fazio's and eat slices of pizza,
you can't get a slice there.
What I'm saying is if I go and eat pizza from there or anywhere, I'm going to be wearing the pizza anyway after a few slices.
So, you're like me.
Yeah, that's
fair,
right.
Fair point.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. You got a question about pizza. You got a question about Italian food.
The coronavirus, how restaurants are doing.
And we're going to talk about that, too, as well. The number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Jackie Orchard is here. Rocco DeFazio is here. I'm Ray Graff. More Food Friday coming up. Never have I seen the face of our call screener, Charlene Knight, so depressed as when she looked in and there was no food
here. You make me feel terrible.
That's all right. Rocco DeFazio's here. He couldn't make it
Guilt.
Out.
They've been
busy during the pandemic, and they've been doing a great service over there. And, you know, it's great to see people continuing to support local businesses during this lockdown and those that can stay open. It's been fantastic. I know that, you know, you're a pretty good drive for us. But we try to, when we can, get a little something local.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's pretty great, man. The number here is 800-348-2551. Go ahead, Rocco.
One of the things I see coming out of this is just what you said. I think people are going to realize the importance of mom and pop.
Yeah.
Family-owned businesses, how they've stayed open. You know, they've sacrificed. They've worked harder. And I get all the time people will come in and say, oh, thank you so much for being open.
Yeah.
Thank you for so much for, you know, doing this. Thank you for going the extra. That's what mom and pop, family-owned, individually-owned places do. You're not going to get that from those corporate, I don't want to say, institutions.
Yeah.
Okay? They're one of the reasons, Ray. They're one of the reasons. The corporate food houses help destroy the restaurant business in the United States. Do you know up until 1990, restaurants made a higher profit margin, almost double than what they do today? Why? Because in the 90s, you started having these corporate restaurant zones.
Yeah.
And it forced the small restaurants to try to compete with them. And it killed them. Killed them.
Well,
and
I
now
mean,
this happens. And who's the first ones to bail? You know, these big places. You know,
yeah.
We're getting out of this. Getting too hard. You know?
Yeah, I got you. Well, you know, the thing is, Rocco, capitalism is like that, though. And businesses like yours that have been around for 60 years or whatever, they stay in business because they do it better. I mean, that's the way it rolls, man.
Yeah. But I feel sorry for a lot of the smaller businesses because they weren't able to work at a higher profit margin.
Yeah.
And save money and in order to stay open. But I think this is going to change that. I really do. I think the smaller places that are able to stay open, they're going to do much better when this thing.
Well, Rocco,
yes.
I got to say, you talk a good game, but I'm a little miffed with you. And we'll take a call or two, and then I will explain why. The number is 800-348-2551. Ray Graff and Jackie Orchard with Rocco DeFazio on a Food Friday. Tony in New Lebanon. Tony, you're on.
Thank you. I've got a question from Mr. DeFazio about Brajol. Is it a cut of meat?
Oh, Brajol.
Is it beef? And how do you fix it? How do you make it?
Beef Brajol.
Yeah.
Flank steak, pounded, not too thick. You know, get a nice piece of flank steak, pound it, nice and thin. I like to put a layer of prosciutto, then some sautéed spinach.
Yeah.
Then a little breadcrumb, and then some pecorino romano cheese, all right? Roll it, tie it, flash, sauté it, get the pink out of it, then immediately throw it in your sauce that you have simmering, okay? The mistake a lot of people make is let the meat sit and then throw it in the sauce. What that does, it puts a tough crust on the meat, so I think you should immediately throw it in.
Yeah.
A couple other ways my mother showed me was with an egg in it, with prosciutto and a hard-boiled egg. And for Christmas, she would put raisins in it, white raisins.
Yuck.
Oh, please.
That's terrible.
Terrible. Oh, my God. Delicious.
Tony,
don't
thanks a lot.
Ray.
You know, you guys don't do Brajol over at DeFazio's, right?
You know, every time we had this discussion, it's funny you brought this up.
Yeah.
Every time I try to introduce it again, it just doesn't fly. And I don't do something again that doesn't fly.
And it's a lot of work, though. So if it doesn't
I don't care about the work. Doesn't bother me. It's that I think it's a generational thing, and the further you get away from it, oh, what is that again? And you explain to them. And,
yeah.
I don't know.
Let's ask a younger person. Jackie, have you ever had Brajol?
I don't even know if I can pronounce it.
Thank you.
It.
See, that's what it is, Ray. Now, Jackie, you've had chicken marsala.
That's my second favorite meal of all time.
See, okay, perfect. See, That's what I'm talking about.
Stuffed chicken
marsala.
I'm
going to start doing chicken marsala.
But wait a minute now.
Well, you could have brought that today, too, but, you know.
But
here we are.
Chicken. You ask my daughters who makes the best chicken marsala.
I'll have to because I don't have my own here. So.
You know, but a good braciole. I mean, there's a place in town here that my wife and I go to from time to time. It's been a while now. Sam's Italian American. They make just a crazy good braciole. I mean, they don't do it. They didn't do it every night. I have to call and make sure they were doing
it. It's one of those things. It's a real, like if somebody requests, if we have a large group.
Yeah.
We'll offer it. If they want it, I'll make it.
All right,
no problem.
Rocco, you're lucky because I'm still miffed at you, but we're going to take another call. And
why
then
are you miffed?
I'll tell you why. 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. Peter is in Troy. Peter.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Rachel. Hi, Ray. Rocco. Hi. Hey, what can you tell us about your expansion into the old vanilla bean?
Perfect. You know something?
What?
National Grid put our new pole in, and we got electricity in the building, and our plumbers, Duncan Cahill will start excavating the rest of the building. They got their big dumpsters out.
I'm sorry, what do you mean excavating? Is this an archaeological dig here? What do you mean?
It's happening as we speak. Right in the middle of a pandemic, we are starting the restoration of DeFazio's. We changed the name. It's going to be Italian Food Market and Restaurant.
Oh.
So it's going ahead. You'll see the porta potty out in the back.
Nice.
For the workers. And it's going to happen. We're starting it right now.
All right, Peter, thanks a lot. Yeah, well, you showed me the plans at least 2 years ago on that. So I'm
not longer than that.
Really?
Well, we thought we'd wait for a pandemic to start renovating.
Rocco DeFazio is our guest. 800-348-2551. Jackie Orchard joins us. And really, she's not too talkative because she's still eating that huge calzone she got.
That huge calzone. And know what it says, Ray, when DeFazio starts working on a restaurant in the middle of a pandemic?
What's that?
And it's one of the things my mother would say. In all the hard times they had, you always had hope.
Yeah, well, you make a point.
That's what we are going to show people in the middle of the pandemic. DeFazio starting the construction on their restaurant.
Hey, Rocco, I hear some sirens. You got a 211 in progress over there? Oh,
yeah, they're busting somebody up in the corner for selling something.
Splendid. Well,
and it ain't pizza.
Keep us posted. 800-348-2551. Chris on the Mass Pike. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good to hear the show again. Hey, I got a question for Rocco. My grandmother was full-blood Italian. She's passed about 20 years ago now. But she used to make a dish with hearts and gizzards with risotto. It was kind of a yellowish tinge to it. Wondering if you ever heard of that or have ever made something that's similar to that.
Gizzards? And no, if my mom put that in front, there were two things I would not eat. Okay.
All right.
Chicken gizzards and tripe.
Yeah.
If my mother would put, I would get up and walk away from the table.
Hmm.
So, no. Sorry.
Okay.
And if anybody has a recipe for tripe, I don't do it. And wasn't in the chicken gizzards.
Okay.
No.
Well, Chris, I apologize.
Parts of Italy, it's pretty predominant. But, my dad wasn't a big fowl guy. You couldn't put a gun to his head to eat turkey, number one. And he definitely wasn't a big chicken guy.
Well, you're kind of a fowl guy, Rocco. So I guess
I'm very foul.
The number here is 800-348-2551. I got to tell you. Rocco, I'm not irritated. I'm disappointed.
Oh, my God. Will you please tell me?
I'm disappointed. Okay, earlier in the week, Jackie was setting up the show, and I said, hey, Rocco, listen. I've got all this spam at home. Can you work up a spam pizza?
Spam.
And you not only said no, you swore at me in Italian, and I thought that was over the line, sir.
He's devastated. He's been sad all week.
Oh, spam. No, please.
Why, it's delicious.
I told you what spam was. Spam was the inspiration for the movie Soylent Green.
You know,
with Charles the nest then.
Spam is good stuff, and if you slice it thin, it's like you could. It's like gabagol on your pizza. You know what I mean?
Archaeologists will dig up thousands of years from now a can of spam and say that was the beginning of the end.
You know, the least you could have done was to bring us food. The most you could have done to whip up a specialty spam pizza with maybe some Velveeta on it.
The beginning of the end of those people, spam.
I think that you know what? You could have, you know how like some of the delis in New York, they have names, you know, you name a sandwich.
Yeah, I could call it the Ray.
And you could have spam
the
on
Raymond Groff.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, no.
All right, you think it over. Let's go back to the...
You know I don't have.
Let's go back
I don't have spam and I don't have mayonnaise.
I'm going to bring you some... You know what? Spam...
Yeah, don't bring me neither.
Spam and mayo on the... All right, Rocco, we'll talk later. Let's go to John...
I told you about the ranch, right? You're one of those ranch guys.
Let's go to John in Germantown.
I told the guy who asked me one night, do you have any ranch for this pizza? Yeah, he didn't like my response.
Yeah, well, you know what, Rocco? You're obstreperous today. John in Germantown, you're on.
Hi. Well, I had a hankering for a good lasagna, and I bought all the ingredients, and I've heard pros and cons about whether you put it in with the lasagna noodles not cooked, or do you cook them first and layer them in there. I got some Italian sweet sauces, some ricotta, the Parmesan Romano powdered cheese.
I could eat a Romano,
mozzarella. Yeah. So, what about
the
noodles?
We make our own lasagna noodles, fresh lasagna noodles. And let me tell you, they're incredible because you don't have to cook them.
You don't have to cook them.
No, not freshly made. No, the box stuff you have to, even though some people say you can, my mother, you have to at least, you know, flash boil them for a little bit, get them a little more rubbery and then do it because they'll bake. Yep. But the homemade noodles, my God, like butter.
Yeah.
There you go. Very,
very.
Al Dante,
right?
Yeah, Al Dante, right?
Al Dante, very tasty.
Yes, there's some organic brand, Durum Semolina. So,
yep, very good. I prefer the homemade. And and we make them. We're out right now, but we do make them, and we flash freeze. We freeze them right away.
Oh, nice.
And you just take them out, thaw them out. Takes them about 45 minutes to thaw. Layer them, bake them, bang, butter.
Oh, John, thank you for the call. You ever think about a spam lasagna?
Oh, you've got to let it go. You've got to stop.
What? I got a lot of spam. I got like 15 cans of spam.
It's an offensive love for spam that you have.
All right. You had a question for
Rocco? Yeah, Rocco, how do you cut the noodles? I've seen people actually do it by hand and like use a knife to cut the noodles out. And then I know that like KitchenAid mixers that you may or may not get in a pastel color, there's an attachment for feeding like the noodle dough through, and it like turns it into noodles. So how do restaurants do it?
We have the pasta machine I purchased back in 1989. We just cut it with our hand, or sometimes we'll use a dough scraper.
You cut it with your hand? What do you? What is this?
Yeah, just
like one noodle at a time.
Hand, go,
that's a life lesson. One noodle at a time.
No, these are multiple noodles.
So you karate chop the noodles? How do you exactly do that?
I'm not picturing this right.
It's an extruder. It pushes through the machine with a die.
Oh.
We thought you were cutting it with your hands.
Machine. Yeah, I mean, it sounded like you were karate chopping noodles.
Oh, no.
Now I understand.
No, it's an extruder. Because you were talking about KitchenAid. KitchenAid is a nice extruder attachment.
I just didn't know that word, extruder.
Mm. Extrude, yeah, it comes through
the extruding some noodles later on.
So if you're scoring at home, the two words you can't say are brajol and extruder.
Now, the laminator is you put the dough, the crumbled pasta dough through a press, and you keep on putting it through till you get the right consistency.
Yeah.
Then you cut it. With a knife, you roll it with a knife, or there's an attachment that goes on with very sharp blades, and you just pass it through.
You know,
I'm going to have that restored. You'll see it one day.
Jackie has never been to your shop, or not yet.
Well, you got
to
bring her, Ray.
Told me.
I guess that's the only way she's going to get any food out of you.
I know, I have to go today after the show.
The only way.
But Jackie, I got to tell you,
we're in the middle of a pandemic, bro. Come on.
Rocco has the Cadillac of Italian gelato makers.
Gelato?
No, it's not Cadillac, Ray.
Oh.
The Ferrari.
Tell me about your gelato flavors.
The gelato. Unbelievable. Number one, best machine, Carpigiani, made in Bologna, Italy, was taught by the best gelato maker in North America. Her name is, you met her, Ray.
Oh, she's been on a couple of times. Yeah.
Who I thought you were kind of had to.
what?
I was rude? You mean? I wasn't that rude, was I?
And her husband, Arthur. He's a prince.
Yeah.
And I thought Ray was kind of rude to him.
Well, he's kind of rude to everyone, to be fair.
Well, I thought he was exceptionally
rude. He's just
rude
a grumpy guy.
But I didn't say anything then.
That
but
hurts.
Donna is the best pizza maker in North America, and she showed me how to make the best gelato. And then she showed us how to make the best vegan. I know, Ray, are the boys starting to drink,
here
Ray?
We go.
The first time I said it.
Yeah.
Vegan.
Usually.
That's the second time. So start drinking, boys, in the newsroom.
People in the newsroom drink every time Rocco says vegan.
That explains
Hey,
the
Rocco,
behavior.
Let's take one. Let's take a call here, and then we'll take a quick break, and then we'll hit the home stretch. 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. Brian in Massachusetts. Brian, you're on.
Hello, Rocco.
Hey, Brian.
In the past 2 days, I saw this cute Italian woman from the Adirondack Mountains who has a major television show, and she was making a dish with boneless chicken filet wrapped in prosciutto mushrooms, sage, and marsala.
Yes.
I was in a rush. I missed the details. Can you talk about this dish? I'll take it off the air.
I made a dish like that. It's with chicken breast?
Yes.
Okay, chicken breast. What I did, this is what I did. All right, I first made an incision into the chicken. I stuffed it with some pesto. Okay. Then I wrapped it with prosciutto. Then I sautéed it, all right, in a frying pan. And then I baked it at 350 degrees. And the juice from the baking and a little bit of olive oil and onions, I'm sorry, then I added some Marsala wine to it. Does that sound like what she did?
I think
mine is
might
better.
Have been a little different.
So what you do? So then what you do after it's baked?
Yeah.
You then add it back to the pan with the Marsala wine.
Yep.
And it is heaven.
Mm.
So, but what I did, you make an incision into the chicken, stuff it with basil pesto, and then. Wrap the prosciutto and then saute it, all right, with some onions and the juice from the chicken and the prosciutto is in the pan. Then you can put some mushrooms too. I'm sorry. You could saute some mushrooms with that.
Yeah.
And then you bake the chicken, all right, because that's where it's really going to be cooked, 375 degrees. You know, get your thermometer, make sure it's at the right temp when you take it out, then finish it in the frying pan.
Finish it in the frying pan, you say, Rocco?
Yeah, you put it back in the frying pan with all the juices and the Marsala wine.
Brian, thanks a lot for the call. We are joined today
by
Rocco DeFazio is our guest. He's let us down, but you know what? He's hanging in there. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. We'll be back with some emails and some more calls. Music of another great Italian-American. It's Frank Zappa music done by Ed Palermo. And
oh, my God. Frank Zappa?
Yeah.
You know what happened just the other – you know what the other day was?
What?
I sent you the photo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. The Sinatra passed away, And I was telling you, if I did come over, Ray.
Yeah, which you didn't.
Which I didn't.
Okay.
But I have in my sticky little hands, yep. my fingers, as yep. Johnny Carson would say.
Right.
A bottle of Jack Daniel's Old Number 7 Tennessee Sour Mash Whiskey.
That's good stuff. That's
good. And I was going to give this to you with a box of Tootsie Rolls.
But yeah. now I get it. Cause
you'll go
because
over.
Because you
That's
know
right.
the significance of the that was Frank Sinatra's last words.
How do you know that? How do you know that Frank Sinatra said Tootsie Rolls right before he expired?
He was there with his buddy Frank.
Because he was buried with Tootsie Rolls.
Okay. Well.
Tootsie Rolls, Jack Daniels, and a pack of Camels.
Absolutely.
It's like the movie Citizen Kane, Ray. I'm kind of elite, you know. Come on,
right.
brother.
Rosebud.
Will you guys sing us a little Sinatra? In memoriam.
We will not sing anything.
You guys going to sing a little bit?
No, we want
Why
people...
Why don't you just sing through the feelings?
We want people to listen.
All right.
Rocco DeFazio is our guest, and a couple of emails here, Rocco, and then we will...
Hope they're good. Hope.
This one's from our buddy Tony, who writes, Buongiorno, Ray and Rocco and Jackie.
Buongiorno.
Is that how you say it? Because I was going to say buongiorno.
Baby.
Sound it out.
My father and grandfather made brajol, and I still make it. In my family, it was always garlic, parsley, and pecorino romano, simple and delicious. And that's from Tony.
Yeah, every you can make it any way you can. I just like to jazz it up with a little prosciutto, sautéed spinach, little breadcrumb. Yeah, everybody's got their own.
Yeah.
It's good. You like it. It's good.
Yeah.
All right, Rocco, this email is a little bit of a riddle for you. So get ready. It comes from Jim, not my boss Jim, but a different Jim. And he says, hey, folks, I was hoping Rocco could help me identify a soup. I've been chasing this dragon since I traveled to Italy when I was 13.
Yeah.
I'm currently 36. All right, here's the description. It was a creamy bean soup that he thinks had salt pork in it, and it was served in a shallow bowl and was half red sauce and half a pale brown.
What?
And it was somewhere in the Amalfi Coast. Total shot in the dark. If you have any guesses, he would love to hear
that's,
it.
That's a shot. Cannot help him with
really?
That at all.
Well, what good are you, Rocco?
Let me tell you, I like to throw out names. I was very honored. I told Ray. Told you the story. I have the honor of taking a private cooking class.
Yes.
There's only 24 people with Lydia Bastianovich at Italy last fall.
Yep.
And I was talking to Lydia and I said, Lydia, why Italian food number one food in the world? And she said, because every region has their distinct food that they offer, and it's very simple ingredients.
Yeah.
And that every region, I mean, I was fortunate. My mother was from Naples. My father was from Calabria.
Yeah.
Very different, but very good.
Interesting. But bottom line is you can't help this person with the soup.
No, because, Amalfi Coast, don't know about Amalfi.
To all of our listeners, if you think you know the mystery soup and
yeah.
you want to help somebody
out,
give us a call.
This email came in from Jody. Jody writes, please ask Rocco what kinds of flour he uses when he makes pasta. I have a ton of semolina. By the way, my mother loves Spam. And that's from Jody.
Oh my
Jody
God.
Just won your heart.
Semolina.
Thanks,
yeah.
Jody.
Semolina, okay.
Yeah, semolina is very good. We like to mix the semolina with caputo flour.
Oh.
You can order it at smaller bags. It's called caputo.
Yeah.
Online. Mix a little bit of their pasta flour with the semolina. That's our mix.
What's caputo flour? Like, what makes it special?
It comes from Italy, and they know how to make it.
All right.
Special flour, caputo.
Special
Very
flour.
Good.
You know, I don't want to harp on about this Spam pizza thing.
Oh,
but,
please stop
But he's
it.
Going to. Here we go.
Rocco DeFazio is our guest. And if you're just tuning in, Rocco has... in a rather vulgar Italian way, said no to my request to make a Spam pizza. What is the weirdest pizza topping that someone ever asked you to put on a pizza?
Spam.
Somebody once asked me to put a topping on. I wouldn't do it. What was it?
Spam.
It'll come to me, but I wouldn't put it on because I said.
Yeah, you know, you've been to Foxwoods, right, Rocco?
Have I been to Foxwoods?
Yeah, you've been there, right? So they got a bowl.
No, I've never been to Foxwoods.
Well, they got a bowling alley there. Okay, no. And it's a restaurant, and you can get pizzas delivered to your lanes, and it's a bar, and they make a pizza there, and it has the toppings and sauce of a Big Mac on it.
Oh my God.
Now this is counterintuitive, Rocco, but it's one of the best pizzas you'll ever have.
A Big Mac.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think I'd make that one.
That's
they don't.
Two meals in one. That's a burger and a pizza.
The girl wanted me to put this back. It had to have been like 15 years ago. This cheese that she bought, and it was almost like plastic.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I really ain't gonna.
You say, what is this, Shakey's Pizza? Come on now.
I don't know what it was, but it wasn't.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Put on a pie.
800-348-2551. Ray Graff and Jackie Orchard with Rocco DeFazio, who's over in Troy and not here. Todd in Massachusetts. Todd, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Good.
So I have a question for Rocco. So do you use the Napolitana style pizza when you make your pizza at your restaurant?
The Neapolitan pizza, wood-fired, we don't do that.
What is that?
That's that thing where you got to be certified. You got to pay $10,000. You got to take this class, and this and that. It's a scam, okay?
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's a scam.
No.
Oh yeah, for you to be certified Neapolitan, you got to take this class. You got to pay these guys all this money, and then you got to use their ingredients and this and that. Now, ours is. It ain't that. it ain't that.
What is it?
Because, you know, they all taste the same. All those Neapolitan pizzas.
Okay.
What do you mean?
And I'll tell you, see, we make 5-6 different flavors of pizza crust. Spicy red pepper, garlic and herb. We can do that with the crust we developed 30 years ago, which the base was my grandmother's bread dough recipe because she used a wood-fired pizza in Italy. We've been making wood-fired pizza longer than anybody.
Anybody. Oh, cut it out.
Over 30 years.
Wow.
You know, that Neapolitan stuff came out about 10 years ago.
I'm sorry, I missed this now. Todd, thanks for the call. What exactly is Neapolitan pizza supposed to be?
It's you have to use their flour, the triple double zero, whatever it's called. You only could use tomatoes from Italy, I can't think of their, which are overpriced and.
Oh boy.
And you don't cook the tomatoes, you hand crush them on. No,
okay.
We don't do that.
All right.
I cook my pizza sauce for 4 hours. I season it. I saute onions. I don't do that hand crush. No.
I love.
Because the agita. It's going to give you agita. You know what agita is, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's when you eat Spam, you get heartburn.
You know what, Rocco? You don't have to denigrate the Spam to get your point across on the show. But your pizza crust is incredible stuff.
Thank you. One
of the things I like about it is it's not too thick. One of my pet peeves is pizza
and
crust.
And it's not too thin. It ain't like a cracker, which a lot of those Neapolitan pizzas are.
Well, you're bitter.
I'm sorry, I don't.
You're bitter about the Neapolitan thing.
At that altar,
all right,
the Neapolitan.
We're going to go to the mattresses if we keep on with this.
I'm ready.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Rich in Albany. Rich, you're on.
Hi. We're talking about different pizzas, and I made a pizza one time for my mom. I mean, it was something she liked, and I was just wondering your impression of it. But she loved the tuna melt, so I made a tuna melt pizza.
I love that.
Oh, come on. You won't make a Spam pizza, but you'll make a tuna melt pizza?
I use Italian tonno tuna in olive oil. It's got onions. It's got tomatoes, a little mozzarella, and I top it off with Land O'Lakes American cheese. I love that. And a little Cajun spices. I love that pizza.
Nice.
Tuna melt.
That's
yes.
You're a shot there, though, do you?
You know, if I'm around, you can ask me to make it, and I'll make it for you.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So but not spam, Ray. We'll never have spam touch my pizza table.
I got to say, Rich, I'm offended by Rocco's general demeanor today, but thank you very much for the call. I tell you what, Jackie, you sure joined the show on a tough day. Rocco, he's standing outside, obviously, in the backyard.
I'm sitting down in my grandmother's kitchen. Nice. Kitchen chair.
I'm actually feeling like I'm in the midst of like a lover's quarrel between you two. And like you're like the wife who 30 years later can't stop with the spam.
Blue eyes and that beard.
You never make the spam for me.
Went really hard.
You never make me spam anymore.
What?
You almost look like George Clooney.
Me or Ray?
Okay, that's
but I got to squint real hard.
Keep squinting, man. All right, let's go to Joe in Albany. Joe, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
I just had a question for Jackie. I was listening earlier, and I heard that Rocco didn't send any food.
You bet he
so
didn't.
I wanted to know what she was eating.
Oh, don't get brands out.
Can we just reiterate that Rocco did not send any food?
Oh, my God. I'm a bad person.
Everybody guilt trip Rocco.
It's around the corner from the station,
sorry,
Joe.
Sorry.
That's all, if you know where we are. You know, Rocco's a good guy, and he tried, but they got very busy. And
you don't know what I walked into this morning.
Joe, you got another question there?
Wait, what was the question?
I was asking what you were eating.
That's all you got.
It's the, okay, so I went to, should I say where
no,
I went?
No,
okay.
You
can say. I went to a place.
Around the corner.
Around the corner from WAMC, and I got a chicken calzone, and as an appetizer, I ate a whole slice of cheese pizza.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Joe, thanks a lot. Let's
go. We don't do slices here either.
Nope. Really?
We don't do slices.
Oh, come
here.
On.
No.
Did you ever see the movie The Jersey Boys? I mean, not the movie. I hated the movie, but the play, The Jersey Boys.
No.
No.
About Frankie Valli.
Sarah LaDuke is rolling over right now.
Yeah, it was at Proctor's not too long ago. I remember.
There's a scene in
it
where Frankie Valli takes his future wife to an Italian pizzeria, and she goes to him. And I'm sitting there with my wife. We're in New York watching this, and she turns to him and goes, "Oh, Frankie, you brought me to a really high-end restaurant. They don't sell slices here."
Nice.
I loved it.
Hey, Rocco, I think that we may have a caller on the air right now. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Hi, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rich, from Niskayuna.
Hi, Rich.
I got a question about sausage pizza. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you use sliced sausage or do you use crumbled sausage on your pie?
Oh, crumbled sausage.
Oh, interesting.
As I get off the phone here, I'm going to grind about 100 pounds of sausage.
Wow.
Well, about 50 pounds.
Well, let me ask you.
The other 50 is for sausage. Grind it right away.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
You just take the pink out of
I'm
it.
I'm originally from Long Island, okay? And I've been up here for about 30-something years.
Yeah.
There is any pizza joint on Long Island worth its salt uses sliced sausage.
Boy, I'm with you. I'm with you, man. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Nowhere upstate have I found anybody who uses sliced sausage.
Where are you from on the island?
Glen Cove.
Okay, so my dad was from Hempstead. And I'm with you on the sliced sausage. And
all you people from Long Island think you invented Italian food.
Rocco, my family, you know, we go up to York.
You didn't invent Italian food.
We go up to York Beach, Maine, and there is a place called the Pizza House of York, and they have the thin sliced sausage. And I got to tell you, I went back and ordered another round of them. They were so good.
Nice.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Hey, thanks a lot. You. Thank you for calling.
Nice.
Quickly, let's go over to Michael. Michael, where are you calling from?
I'm based in Stone Ridge, New York. I've got a small farm, but I spent about 10 years in Italy. And I wanted to challenge Rocco's thinking on the spam.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay.
No, please, Rich.
Right.
You spent 10 years in Italy, and you're gonna take Ray's side with the spam.
Go ahead, man.
I spent 40 years in Manhattan also, and as a farmer, I deliver my crops to a lot of creative chefs, all right? So just you know, I know you're a classicist in some way, although you don't like the Neapolitan stuff. All right, listen. How about you just think of it as as an overly salty sausage item.
Yes.
You mince it up.
Yes.
And then you balance it, for example, with spinach, or you find a cheese that isn't overly salty. Maybe you get a mozzarella that isn't too salty.
Yes.
And then you just treat it like another ingredient. But,
like,
I mean, I wouldn't put
it ain't gonna on it. I'm never going to touch Spam.
Michael, that is brilliant.
Just
and
like mayonnaise, I won't touch mayonnaise.
We're out of time.
Or ranch dressing on a pizza.
All right, the next show will be a Spam episode.
Okay, I got to say, I really enjoyed that call, and that guy has the right attitude.
Ending
I didn't make
a high
it
note.
For you, Ray. I'm never going to make it.
All right, now quickly, Rocco, we only have about a minute or so here. Tell us about what you're doing for the food bank.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ray. People could go on Venmo. First, go to our website, our DeFazio's Pizzeria. You'll see these beautiful face masks that we had specially made, and they have these beautiful pizza slices on them.
Yeah.
And we're writing a check for $2,500, DeFazio's is, to the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York.
Yeah.
And we would like our customers and friends to donate to the Regional Food Bank on Venmo, minimum $10, maximum whatever.
Yeah.
And we will give you these very unique, beautifully made face masks.
And, you know, they're very attractive. They have pizza slices on them, and you can see them on Rocco's, on DeFazio's Pizzeria social media, which you can find on Facebook and on Instagram. You know, you guys are always giving back, and every time you're here, you got another charity that you're working with. And I like to kid you, Rocco, but you do great work. And
well, thank you, Ray.
It's always great to have you on this program. And, you know, next time, if you bring some food,
Spam.
Things might go a little
mayonnaise.
Bit.
Mayonnaise.
Well, you know,
oh, my God, ranch dressing. Well, you do the ranch thing, too.
The only thing you haven't done is call me a mayonnaise face, but I'm waiting for that.
Mayonnaise face.
Yes. Well, Rocco DeFazio from DeFazio's Pizzeria. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, great.
And we're just about out of time. Thanks to everybody who
I'm
called
in. I'll open up this bottle of Jack Daniels right now.
Go for it.
Through the rest of the day.
All right, brother. Have one for me. Thanks again to Rocco DeFazio for being there, DeFazio's Pizzeria, and thank you all for joining us.
Support comes from Schenectady Green Market. Open outdoors for 2020, Sundays 10 to 2 around City Hall. Local food, beverages, and products, EBT accepted. SchenectadyGreenMarket.com for vendors and social distancing precautions. And Honest Weight Food Co-op, local and organic food and products with a focus on sustainability. Open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. All are welcome. Albany's homegrown grocery store, honestweight.com.
Well, Jackie Orchard, you've now experienced the full Rocco DeFazio show. What do you think?
It's been a spammy experience with you two kids.
I got to tell you something. He can get on your nerves. But the man knows how to make some pizza.
Well, you get on my nerves, and you don't even make me pizza, so.
Right. Well, now you can leave this. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy, for being here. Charlene Knight took the calls. Great job this week, Charlene. Our producer is local pizza lover, calzone eater, Jackie Orchard. Thanks again for being with us all week on Vox Pop. We'll be back on Monday at 2 for an eye care episode of Medical Monday. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Wear the mask. Social distance, 6 feet, right?
That's right, 6 feet.
And have a great weekend. We'll see you. Stand by for the best of our knowledge.